Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this week, we have week 25 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I give myself permission to make mistakes. I forgive myself for not being perfect and choose to love and accept myself completely as I am. This was a good week for me and a hard one in the sense that I know that perfectionism is something that I've struggled with, and it's something that I also think I am no longer holding on to. And so it was good in the sense that I could see some growth, and also hard because I still see nooks and crannies where it has its hooks on me. But, you know, we're all growing, right? And so that self-awareness is what's important. And so this week asked us things like, you know, what ways do you demand perfectionism? And you know, where are you, how do you know when you're just striving to grow versus being all about perfectionism? And for me, I think that perfectionism was a way for me to protect in a way. It didn't protect me, but in a way, I felt like, oh, if I can do things or be perfect, right, I'll avoid scrutiny or I'll avoid shame. And it's just not true because we can't avoid those things. And I know that I am caught up in perfectionism rather than just striving and growing when the way that I'm approaching something and when I make mistakes, if I'm stuck in perfectionism, it's a quick, like, criticism of myself, shame, why can't you do this? Or I go to comparing myself to other people. And when I'm just striving, I shouldn't say just striving, when I'm striving and I make a mistake, there's more of a grace with myself. There's more self-compassion when I make a mistake. There's an acknowledgement that everyone makes mistakes and it's okay. And there are a few things that have led me to that growth. And I think some of it is having children, honestly, having children and watching them go into the world and like grow up. It's 100% clear to me that when we as adults in the lives of kids allow them to make mistakes or even encourage them to admit their mistakes and then move on, that can rewire and reframe for them how to do hard things. That when we are judgmental, we punish, we shame, we say, why didn't, you know, you should have known better or how disappointing. Like, and then that's our first reaction. And we also don't find a way to say, you know, I can see how you might have made that mistake. Or even if we can't see it, we could be like, so you made this mistake. How do we move forward? What's next? There's power in being an adult that makes room for kids to make a mistake rather than makes it a shameful thing. And so all that to say, having children has helped me see the pain of perfectionism and how it can in some ways paralyze them when what they really need to do is just be a kid and experience things and be free and explore and be light rather than be rigid or paralyzed or, you know, stressed. And so having kids, I think, is one piece. Being a professor, now I've hit 20 years this year, is another. So watching how some kids are able to navigate college, which, you know, why would they know how to navigate this thing that they've never done before? But they have this expectation, some of them have this expectation that they have to do it perfectly. And so as a mentor for other kids who are in psychology, I really try to invite them into, okay, so you made this mistake in this class or in your schedule, like how do we move forward? Or if you're feeling like you want to change your major, you know, you're not alone. You don't have to be perfect and have everything figured out. In fact, a lot of people change majors. A lot of people change careers. Like that's okay. And I think that it's important for us to realize how we handle the mistakes of others in our lives. You know, there might've been some reflection this week on how mistakes were handled when you were a kid. Like what did perfectionism gain you, or what did it have you avoid? Right. So there's some folks that when they look back, they're like, yeah, every time I made a mistake, either, you know, it was punishment in some way, sometimes emotional, sometimes in other ways. And so of course you try to be perfect to avoid those consequences, right? Like it only makes sense. And so having that compassion for yourself is important. And knowing that those patterns are there for you so that when you bump up against the possibility of I could approach this in a striving mentality or a perfectionist mentality, that you can guide yourself to edge away from perfectionism. And that might be even, like I said, how you approach it, how you react to yourself when you make mistakes. It could be repeating an affirmation in your head. It could be catching yourself when you jump to that perfectionist kind of judgment. It will look a lot of different ways, but growth can just simply be recognizing when you're about to fall into that perfectionist pattern. I was working with a client and they are in a newish position, and this is a position that they thought would be different, right? So they had been a leader in another organization, had left that and had come into this organization thinking things were pretty in a pretty good place, and that they could step into this leadership role and, you know, implement some goals and some changes to move the organization forward. Lo and behold, there's some pretty big roadblocks and some cleanup that has to happen. And so as we were talking, they were starting to find themselves thinking that they had to do it all. And so they were starting to plan and plot, like, how could they figure all this out and clean all this up? And I paused them because I was like, wait, why does it have to be you? Like, yeah, of course, some of this is going to be you, but why does all of it have to be you? Why are we taking other people out of the equation who are capable and whose roles are, and functions are there to support you? And she had a moment where she paused and started tearing. And it was because she realized that that's how she had gotten stuff done before, and that she was making choices in her life to not do the whole, like, I have to do everything. If it's going to be done right, it has to be done by me. She had made choices in her life to not operate in that way and had made some successes, especially like in her personal life. But in this now professional moment, was finding herself defaulting, right? She hadn't done it yet, but she was assuming that that's how she was going to have to approach it. And so I share that to say, sometimes it's even just the awareness, and she was able to catch herself and say, oh yeah, but I don't want to do it that way this time. I don't want to do things that way again. I don't want to. I've said I don't want to. I've practiced not doing it in some areas, and here's my opportunity to live that out in my work sphere. So I invite you to think about, you know, what is that mindset? What does that look like? Are there things that you say to yourself or things that you do when you fall into that mindset so that you can maybe catch yourself if you're choosing to do something other than get caught up in perfectionism? There was a kind of a mindfulness exercise of this week that I want to do with you. And then, I want you to just reflect. So this is the accept yourself activity. And so I want you to, if you're listening to this or watching it, you kind of look down or close your eyes, either one, but just kind of, you know, fix your gaze somewhere else, not me, and take a few deep breaths. And then put your hand over your heart or at your belly and listen to these words. I don't need to be perfect to be loved and accepted. I'm worthy of love just as I am. I'm human and I'm allowed to make mistakes. I now commit to loving myself through my faults and mistakes. I'm learning and growing, and as I know better, I do better. I love me, and I love and accept myself now, today, without conditions. So I want you to just notice how you feel as you listen to those words. Any thoughts come to mind? Any emotions bubble up? Any bodily sensations? And just take note. Just be aware. not asking you to change anything or do anything, just to notice. And try this affirmation a few times this week and pay attention to what happens in your body. Sometimes when we're exposed to affirmations and we're trying to really kind of like take them in and metabolize them, you know, you might notice that, oh, you know, when I did that the first time, I didn't really notice much, but by the third time, my shoulders softened. I wondered if I was tensing my shoulders up earlier. Okay, let me notice my shoulders and notice if that's maybe where I carry some tension or some stress. You might know that about yourself, right? So just to kind of notice what's happening as you take in those words and that affirmation of loving yourself. And then the last activity is about inspirational quotes, like quotes that help you tap into what you want to be or remind you that perfectionism is not the way that you want to approach things. Gather some of those quotes. And sometimes people will like share them on their phone, you know, download them on their phone and save them as pictures. But I want you to find them and write them on post-it notes because I want it in your own handwriting and post them up in a few different places. Maybe there's one in your car. Maybe there's one at your office. Maybe there's one on your mirror that you see when you're brushing your teeth in the morning, in different places. Maybe one in the fridge when you open the door. But to grab those kind of quotes that will help to remind you and ground you and put them up a few different places in your life. So I hope this week invited you into more and greater permission to make mistakes, because we all make mistakes. And it's not about whether we make them or not. It's how we get back up again, how we move forward, and how we continue to love ourselves through that process. So I hope this week was great for you. It was a thought-provoking one for me. Please share with me in the comments how it's going and connect with me across all socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have Tetis Bill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.